Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time for Great Expectations, part two or three, depending on how many hours you've been listening to so far today. Looks like Thursday is upon us already, the 3rd of June. Things are happening. It's happening here, man. That sounds silly. Well, it is kind of silly. Happening. Jennifer Horne's happening. Victoria Keelan is happening. Jay Kirshner happening. We are happening, that's for sure. Victoria, back from a day of runny nose and congestion and stuff. So let's hear you and how fabulous you sound so far today, Victoria.
Well, I'm alive. I'm here. I'm better than it was yesterday, but rough allergy season.
Ugh. Yeah, it is. Tough tick season. We got into that a little bit yesterday. Tough tick season. Yeah. Tough allergy season. So you just have to kind of learn how to cope with it, live with it, move through it, that sort of thing. All is well, according to Dr. Fauci. A lot of conversation the last couple of days. I don't usually talk with some people about some of these things. I happened to be picking up some parts for a truck. A guy I didn't even know. I had to drive about an hour to pick the stuff up. And we were putting the things in my truck from his truck. And then I said, how are you doing? How's everything with you? I was making conversation, being pleasant and happy. And he says, yeah, everything's much better now, man, than it was. I would say he's probably about 31, 32 years old. And definitely a Trump supporter, even though he didn't say that, but I could tell that he was definitely a Trump supporter. If you looked at his truck, you could tell that he was a Trump supporter. Not that that's bad. It isn't. You could look at the trucks that I drive and think maybe that I was. Anyway, he said something about Fauci to me, which I wouldn't have expected him to say. He was quite knowledgeable about all of the hoopla that was created from these correspondences that came out in March and April. What's that, Jennifer?
The Fauci files.
Fauci files. Yeah, all right. So what's different, Jennifer, about the info that is now floating around? I think what I saw Fauci say in an interview is, quote, all is well despite some crazy people. I didn't quite know how to interpret that.
He didn't say that. He hasn't been talking. That was one of the things that he said in one of the emails. That was one of the quotes that came out of the emails. There are 3,200. If you don't know, there are about 3,200 pages of documents that came from a Freedom of Information Act request that released Fauci's emails from January through June of last year. And we talked about on the program. Remember I said I had a reporter friend who said that they're trying to take him down. It seems that that's kind of the scuttlebutt right now, is that Fauci's just – it's a little too close to the facts are really coming out about him knowing what he knew about the lab and all of this stuff. And he's become now detrimental to the White House. And so there are multiple reports that the White House is looking for a way to just get him to go away to try to end this story. And they're trying to kind of cover up where the COVID origins came from, because it doesn't look good for America. It doesn't look good that we were out of touch with what was happening. And
well, so we're in league with it. It almost looks like you could interpret some of this stuff to be in concert with what they were doing.
Yeah, there was one email where someone was warning Dr. Fauci about China, about all of this, and basically he said, well, I don't have time to read this. Your email was too long, and that was in connection with the CCP, with the Chinese Communist Party, having a connection to covering up the COVID, their coronavirus deaths. Now, if someone wrote that to you, you wouldn't say, I can't read this, it's too long. You'd probably read the email, I guess, if you were in that position. I would think that would be good. Also, in the emails, he talked about canceling religious services, but keeping political rallies and cruise ships open under political pressure. He talked about masks not being really effective. That was much more.
Yeah, this was that was the one that grounded me. That talk. That's the one I really it grounded me in a manner of speaking. What about you, ladies? What did you think? Anybody look at these things, Jay, Victoria, any? more into what Fauci has said, the interpretation of what Fauci has been saying in the business about masks, as I say, is the one that I was most affected by, frankly.
I read through all of these. I didn't read through all 3,000 emails, but when I read...
But yesterday was a slow
Tuesday,
day, though, for you, right?
Well, on Tuesday, actually, I read, because the Washington Post, that's the one, that's the news organization that filed for these emails through the Freedom of Information Act. So I was reading through a whole bunch of the initial, you know, kind of slew that came out. The mask thing, I think... Yeah, I mean, he said, quote, masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to other people rather than protecting uninfected people from getting it. So, but that's exactly what, like, a lot of doctors have said. And you know, we talk about, like, when people were sneezing and they did, you know, they did a lot of different tests of how far it could travel in the air if you're not wearing a mask. So I don't really think that was that groundbreaking, because that's what... I don't know, that's initially what all the doctors had said, is that, you know, if you're wearing a mask and you are infected, you're going to prevent that from spreading to other people. But that's why people wear masks, like, when they have the flu or any other kind of cold. So, I don't know, I didn't find that groundbreaking.
I mean, well, I think it is groundbreaking when for over a year we've had local governments requiring that we wear them. If that was based on false information, and if we should just be worried about asking sick people to stay home, quarantine, and wear a mask.
Well, when you don't know if you have it, though, then you have to, I understand why everyone has to wear it.
There's also a piece of this email, a thread, and this is another groundbreaking story that's out there, is that the idea that people who don't have symptoms can spread the virus, doesn't seem to be true. It seems to be in only the rarest of circumstances. If you have symptoms, then you're contagious.
Right, but we didn't know that a year ago.
And some of the symptoms, I mean, they can go with what people deal with all the time, like certain body aches, trouble breathing.
I
have fibro. I have asthma. When I thought that I may have been around somebody who tested positive and I went and got a rapid test and they asked the questions beforehand, I had all the symptoms just because that's my daily life with all of my chronic health
issues. But that's fine, Jay. I understand. And that means maybe you need to stay home or take precautions or wear a mask. But if I'm having no symptoms right now, or if Doug is having no symptoms, or anybody's having other symptoms, then why would we have the top doctor requiring that everybody just wear masks arbitrarily when he says in emails behind the scenes that it's not necessarily doing anything to anybody and we should be focusing our money
on diagnostics and vaccines?
Well,
that's not what
he said, though,
Jen. He didn't say it's not
exactly
doing anything.
He said in that email.
It's not. I'm looking at his quote. That's absolutely not what he said. He didn't say it's not doing anything for anybody. But whatever. Look, people have politicized Fauci. At this point, he might as well be Trump.
You either
like him and listen to him, or you.
I think he's politicized himself. To be honest, I don't think it's people. People have uplifted him like he's a god, and I think that's very dangerous because he's not.
Well, we were
not
looking for answers. And he gave us answers. Whether they were the right answers or not remained to be seen. But at a time when we were looking for some leadership and there were people that were criticizing the administration because there wasn't any leadership, whether that's true or not remains to be seen. I kind of want to turn the ship a little bit. Speaking of the past administration, it looks like the ghost of Karen McDougal has surfaced. Again, remember her? She was the Playboy model who said she had an affair with Trump. And the National Enquirer gave her $187,000 or something like that, $150,000 to keep quiet. They funneled the money apparently from Trump or his campaign or something. And now apparently the Federal Election Commission has fined the National Enquirer because they did that. So could they do it if they didn't have the goods, is my question. If there would be all kinds of uproar. If they just said, okay, well, you did this, it was illegal, without finding whether it was true or not. Now, who was the go-between? Michael Cohen? Who did all that?
That was one of his stories, is that they were funneling money through the Inquirer.
So
I forget
that
the name of the guy who owns, he owns whatever the company is that, they own the Inquirer and they own
a bunch of
news outlets together.
Yeah, right, yep. And they're all the same sort of thing in terms of what happens. I'll tell you, a lot of people read the National Enquirer and have for decades. Decades and decades and decades.
I don't think
anyway,
it still existed, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Big time. That's a big employer. It's bigger than the Palm Beach Post. Matter of fact, I think that's one of the
Palm Beach Post.
Well, the Palm Beach Post is big down there. Take it from me, who lived down there, worked there, did mornings on a station for a couple of years in Palm Beach, and it was, yeah, everybody talked about, the first thing they talked about in the morning wasn't what was in the Post. It was what was in the National Enquirer. And then it was the Post, and then it was the Miami Herald, and then, you know, went from there. The Orlando Sentinel, some of those papers down there. And because of consolidation in media, by the way, the company that you're asking about, Victoria, is called American Media. Yeah, and they are, you know, they're like a lot of other big, like the Boston Post, Boston Herald, no, hello, take three. The Boston Globe, Washington Post, the Post, New York Times, L.A. Times, they all belong to the same company. So what you get basically, especially in the Boston Globe, is complete regurgitation of whatever is in the New York Times. There's very little local reporting going on. And after all, isn't that the reason that you pick up a newspaper? It's like listening to the radio, these newscasts at 11, news at 11, breaking news, local news. It isn't local at all. It's a take on this kind of stuff. Fauci was the lead story on every single, I went across the board last night, every single 11 o'clock newscast led with the Fauci papers.
And that's telling. That tells you that they're ready to take him down. They wouldn't be talking about it.
But what came out of this? Because I'm reading through all of these again. There's still, he said Trump never muzzled him, so the Trump supporters should stop complaining that that Fauci was out to get
this
Trump.
It's a lot. It's a lot bigger than like the Trump thing. It's the fact that he had knowledge about China, lab, all of that stuff. I mean, it's way bigger.
Thing is fizzling, whether you like it or you don't like it, it's fizzling.
I mean, fact that he had someone telling him about the lab and all of this, and he said, I don't have time to read it. He wrote to China saying, we'll get through this together. I mean, makes him look like he a Luanama.
That was one Chinese health official who's been his friend for like 30 years, though. That's not the Chinese government.
I think we got the picture, and it's an interesting one to be sure. If you have back pain, maybe you should, with sciatica, do a little exercising whilst we listen to a couple of very important announcements here on the DJV program at 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Take a deep breath. It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Thursday, the 3rd of June on the DJVers Experience Quotient is what we're seeing in our social media. And because Jennifer and Victoria and Jay all kind of work together and they laugh, they live, and they love together. How's that? That's sweet. Very nice. Anyway, Jay is as close as possible to what's going on in the trending department. And we're going to start with a redux to the Father's Day giveaway. Fabulous prizes can be yours, Dad. So listen up, figure out how you can learn how to get those the tools, the prizes from the works folks right after this.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Blue Star medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, Joe. Joe. Okay, Jay. How about Jay? Do we have Jim here? How about an overview of how families, fathers can win these very special prizes this week, next week, and the week after?
Yeah, the awesome Father's Day prize pack from Works. It includes a Nitro 40-volt circular saw and the Works electric pressure washer. This is a prize pack valued at $370, and all you have to do is go to Facebook or Instagram at DJV Show is the handle and tell us about a special dad in your life. It can be your own dad, an uncle, a father figure. It can be your spouse. It can be you. Dads, go ahead and brag on yourself. You know, who cares?
And what about moms who have had to act like dads? That's a good
one, right? Absolutely. Yeah, eligible as well. You can see all of the rules and regulations on djvshow.com, but this is for Facebook and Instagram, and we're giving away one of these prize packs this week, another one next week, and another one the following week.
All right, check it out and get yourself involved on the DJV social media pages, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Meanwhile, the trending items today start with Derek Chauvin and what prosecutors want for him. Why only 30 years? Why not going away forever? He murdered George Floyd.
This is for the federal charges, though, isn't it?
This is his violating George Floyd's civil rights.
Yes. Yeah. Right. It's the federal charges. Yeah.
The maximum is 40. They are pushing for a minimum sentence of 30 years, claiming that there are four factors at play. Firstly, they argue Chauvin abused a position of trust and authority, treated Floyd with particular cruelty, committed the crime in front of multiple children, and fourthly, the fact that Chauvin was part of a team of officers on the scene, therefore he should stand a stronger sentence. The other three ex-cops, they still have to stand trial themselves.
Right. All right, so the beat goes on, if you will. You were talking, the three of you, about who's going to replace the Bachelor host. Who is this guy, Chris Harrison?
Chris Harrison has, you know, been out for a little bit. So right now they're looking at
him. Oh, he's the guy. Oh, okay, yeah. He's the guy.
Well, he's still out, but yeah,
he's still out. They're looking at different celebrity guests, and right now the only one who has fully signed off is David Spade, a comedian who's also a super fan of the Bachelor series.
So he'll be Bachelor in Paradise. So it's not the Bachelor, because they've got two former Bachelorettes now as the new host. So a Bachelor in Paradise, which is a spinoff, that's kind of like lighter and more fun. So that's what they're trying to use David Spade for.
All right. Thank you, ladies, for the clarification. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is blaming Russia for a cyber attack on the world's largest meat supplier. JBS was hit over the holiday weekend and forced to shut down all 9 of its beef processing plants. JBS saying they will resume production at all of their plants on Thursday. Democrats and Republican lawmakers on Wednesday visited the Texas border with Mexico as part of their push for legislation to respond to the surge of illegal immigrants. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott also issuing a disaster declaration earlier this week, which directs state troopers to enforce all federal and state criminal laws.
We're about to change the way that Texas addresses the challenges on the border, and we're going to start
by helping these 34 counties respond by increasing arrests.
Abbott speaking there on Fox News, USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
As the spotlight continues to shine on Dr. Anthony Fauci after emails of his were released on Wednesday, he still will not give a straight answer regarding China's role in the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Regarding what Fauci knows and when he knew it, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
"A year ago this month, in May of 2020, my friend Dr. Fauci gave a number of interviews, and in them, he dismissed the lab leak theory. Now, I want to be fair to him. I know the press was all over him, and he did it under pressure from the press. But Dr. Fauci should have told the press to stick it up their fact checker that I'm going to follow the science. And he didn't. And we've lost a year here. And I don't know if we'll ever find the origin of the virus now. It's not a question, Sean, of keeping score, who was right, or you were wrong. We need to know this."
A Texas woman is claiming discrimination on a Southwest Airlines flight last month. She says she asked to sit near the emergency exit but was told no. She claims it was because she was wearing a hijab. In a complaint with the Department of Transportation, she says her sister didn't have a hijab on and was told she could take one of the last 2 seats in the row. Southwest is denying the allegation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Sorry to interrupt the conversation, ladies, but we do have to go back on the air. Yes. That's kind of why we're here. Hello. It's the DJV program. What did we interrupt anyway? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner were very seriously involved in an important conversation.
Yeah. Do you want to know what it was? It was gross. The FDA, really? People are eating cicadas. And the FDA, yeah, exactly. And in Maryland, there's
chocolate-covered ones? Are they frying them? What are they doing?
All different ways. Raw? Yeah, all different ways. So there's an educational garden and plant sanctuary in Maryland, and they have they just recently held Cicada Fest, and it's a festival that features a tasting menu. It's gross. It's a tasting menu of cicadas. But here's the real story, though. The FDA had to step in and issue a warning that if you're allergic to seafood, that you cannot eat cicadas because they're in the same family.
Ew, that's even worse.
Yeah, so be careful. If you're allergic to shellfish, it's the same family.
The lab will see it.
I'm allergic to bad ideas. And this
the
one.
Calamari. There's a new thing on the menu, calamari and cicadas.
Another thing I don't like.
Sea crows, yeah. All right, well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Now you have food news. Let's move on into the world of sports. This business here in Boston of the guy who threw a frozen, I think it was a frozen bottle, right?
Yeah, it was a bottle.
21-year-old Cole Buckley threw the water bottle at Kyrie. Is it Kyrie? Kyrie, I don't know.
Kyrie Irving.
Okay. All right, so anyway, he was arraigned, ordered to stay away from the garden. He entered a not guilty plea. How is it that, that's the biggest joke of our entire system. I know that's what it allows, but you know as sure as today is Thursday that this guy did it. And he was probably prompted by some of the people he was with. Throw that bottle.
But you have to freeze the water bottle to make it really dangerous.
How are you allowed to bring this into an arena? Like, when I go to Madison Square Garden, you can't
sneak it in. You can't bring anything in with you.
No, you are like strip searched. You cannot. Yeah. You can't fake that. You can't, right. I don't understand how they're allowing people with frozen water bottles in. That just doesn't make sense.
This seems like the new weapon, though. They use that a lot.
Hurt with those things. They're hard.
Yeah, they throw them at police officer heads a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Big city riots. It's like the new big thing. I don't know.
Other sports news. Duke's legendary men's basketball coach, a guy named Mike Krzyzewski, known as Coach K, retires at the end of the season. 74, second longest tenured coach in the NCAA, at least in Division I. He has 1,170 wins. Wow, that's pretty spectacular, isn't it? He was the coach at Army in 1975, went to Duke in 1980, has won almost 1,100 games with his players. He will end his career as the winningest men's basketball coach in Division I history. So along with that comes the retirement of Danny Ainge. Now, that may not mean anything to – I'm not a sports fan, and I even – was kind of upset when this was announced. He's been running the Boston Celtics, and they didn't have a particularly great year, so he's been shown the door. It's always nice how they're trying to couch all of this stuff, but basically, it's like Jennifer was saying earlier, how they're going to get rid of Fauci. They come up with something, some nice platitude, and they show lots of... Danny Ainge played for the Celtics with Larry Bird back a long time ago and has been with the team ever since. And so... some of the Boston fans who are a little difficult, a little tart anyway, are not too happy about this. And so there's been a lot of noise here about that. It's kind of the same there. Actually, this guy, what's his face? We were just talking about, has had death threats because lodged against him because of him. I don't know that much about the player, but I know that. He's this kid better look out for himself, especially if he ever walks around the dark streets of South Boston, man. They'll take care of him in about 5 minutes. And so also, Tom Brady, Jennifer, is in the news today. Mm-hmm. He is talking about his mistakes that he's made. Yeah,
I think there were two, right? Just two in his life?
Well, I'm not sure about that, whether there are two or whether there were three or whether there were ten.
It's a joke, Doug, just a joke.
I understand. I know that, Jennifer. I got that. None of these have anything to do with Gronk, it would seem.
Gronk has made zero mistakes.
Right.
Don't make mistakes.
I mean, think about how wonderfully well he served the Patriots and now serving Tampa Bay. He says there was at least one moment, though, last season when he looked like he was lost. He was on the field. It was during Week 5's loss to the Bears. After throwing an incomplete pass on the fourth down, Brady held up four fingers, indicating he believed the Buccaneers still had another play left. That's the worst thing that happened to him last season. Why is anybody even reporting on this? I brought it up because it's so ridiculous. It is, really? Why is it? Was it a big deal?
I don't know. It wasn't a big deal. They won the Super Bowl, so who cares? But
yeah. Why is anyone talking about this? Where are you seeing this? Because I'm not seeing him anywhere.
This would be on the local sports pages here because he still
is the number one headline
in Boston.
Yeah. Forgot about that for a second.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, you don't. When is the all the races, the Triple Crown horse races? Are they all over? Is that something? I'm looking out of the corner of my eye, and I thought I saw something about Churchill Downs.
They are if you're Bob Baffert or maybe Medina Spirit at this point. It looks like he got a 2-year suspension, I think, didn't he?
What, for doping up
horse?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't really juicing?
No. It's
I turned
it
to Victoria. Accurately. Her father's into this business. I don't know that much about it, but
yeah, it's an anti. It's like taking Advil. It's like Advil for horses. It's not anything that would enhance his performance, but you have to disclose when the last time the horse had it. You're not allowed to treat the horse within, I think, 48 hours of a race. And so apparently it was present in the horse. And so he's still trying to appeal it because he said he didn't, know how it got there. There's a whole stupid thing. It's negligence. So, if I were the owners of Medina Spirit, I'd be suing him for the millions and millions of dollars that will be lost in stud fees because no one's going to want to touch that horse now. So,
Not at all.
He really messed up. And the horse's record, too. It's a mess. It's a huge mess.
All right, speaking of millions of dollars, you know who powerful probably isn't the word anymore because she just had an altercation with CBS and lost, but who makes more money on television than anybody else since Oprah retired from doing a daily program? You know who the number one earner is? The biggest...
Isn't it always Judge Judy, right?
Yep, Judge Judy, right.
She's retiring.
Yep, well, she's not retiring because she wants to. It's another one of those
They're pushing Judge Judy out?
Pushing her out in place of CBS. And I thought the Kelly Clarkson thing was an NBC show. But is it not? Is it a CBS? It is.
She's so all why on NBC, yeah.
Yeah, she says her time slot is being eliminated or, if you will, compromised. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not, it isn't Kelly, it's Drew Barrymore. They're putting Drew Barrymore on in the spot where she was. And they're moving...
Where Judge Judy was, okay.
Right. They're moving her old shows to some, probably over to CBS All Access, right? Isn't that the secondary channel?
Usually. Well, it's called Paramount Plus now, but yeah. That's the streaming service, yeah.
You disrespected my creation, she said to the folks at CBS, and you were wrong. Not only disrespecting my creation... But you're gambling on what you put in its place. Ooh. So we had a nice marriage, she said. It's going to be a Bill and Melinda Gates divorce. That means she's going to get paid a lot of money to get lost.
Well, couldn't someone pick her up?
$440 million. All right, go ahead. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just asking a rhetorical question. Like, who wouldn't want to have that? Couldn't she get picked up somewhere else?
Of course.
I know she's expensive, but if she really wants to keep doing it,
she's
I'd 78. Imagine a place for her.
78 years old, whether does she keep doing it? Well, it isn't a lot of work, that's for sure. It isn't.
Yeah, they tape everything all at once. My friend's a comedian. He's going to be on the Springer court next week. They're
right.
Taping all of those. I didn't even know Jerry Springer had a court show, but essentially it's his old talk show with all the freaks.
Yeah,
with
but
the best.
Sitting. But he's... as the judge. So I didn't even know that was a thing. I don't know. Maybe these court shows are just taken.
There are so many of them.
Yeah,
exactly. There are tons of them. Jenna, remember when Larry Elder had for a season or two a TV?
Yeah, it was the moral court.
Court show. Yeah, right. He was actually pretty good at it.
Yeah, he was good at it.
He was quite good at it. Anyway, 43 after the hour, as we continue in this vein, let's figure out what's going on with Kelly Clarkson, because I did mention her. So that and the book about Marilyn Monroe and Frank Sinatra in a matter of moments here on the DJV program. Don't forget about your home and your bedroom and your bed and your pillows and your sheets and all the things that enhance the sleep experience and enhance your life, in fact. All of them, every single thing you need for your bedroom, including what you need to be wearing while you're in the bedroom, is at MyPillow.com. They're fabulous. New product categories, catalogs, have all kinds of different categories, what you can wear, what goes on the bed, what's in the bathroom, all of these great things. And if you use the DJV code, the promo code DJV on checkout, you save from 30 to 40 to 50 to 60 to 65% off. And it's all clear when you enter the code what the savings are. So do yourself a favor. You need anything, you got guests coming for the summertime, need new pillows? Get those new pillows at MyPillow.com. Fabulous sales right now. 65% off on all the pillows. Don't forget their new My Slippers as well. 40% off of those using the DJV code. Help yourself to savings and value and comfort at MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code when you're visiting and you'll be very pleased with the results. Not only how much you save, but how it feels and how it wears well in your bedroom. MyPillow.com. Check out with code DJV. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
This is our shot at all those postponed weddings, birthdays, and holidays. Our shot at getting back to work. The COVID-19 vaccines are ready, and so is Walgreens, with pharmacy experts ready to help you get it safely for free. Because this is our shot at getting back together. Schedule yours today at walgreens.com/ourshot.
No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccines subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $17.99, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-852-1736. 800-852-1736. That's 800-852-1736. Paid for by Airtime Media.
All right, so the Kelly Clarkson story seems to be applying a lot of focus, if you will. The reason we're talking about her now is because she's one of the honorees at the annual Kennedy Center Honors. She's performing a rendition of Garth Brooks' song, The Dance. I don't know the song, but I do know
such
that...
Such a great song.
Is it? Yeah. He's really a very talented guy, he and his wife, Tricia. Do they get the award together?
Or no, is it just him.
Just him. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a good class this year. It should be make for an entertaining show.
Yeah. Right. Looks like a lot of people. Pentatonics, right? They're performing. Gladys Knight, mm-hmm. Emmylou Harris, Jimmy Allen, Yo-Yo Ma. This is a very eclectic group, actually. Vanessa Hudgens. Yeah. All right. Later on CBS June 6th, in case you're wondering. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program, on the air every day, everywhere.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fifty-three after the hour. It's Tech Talk time now on the DGV program. I always love it when Victoria gets into this. I'm happy that she's back with us today to bring us the update on the first. Well, let's talk a couple, two or three things here as usual. Microsoft is going to reveal what this month?
Well, Microsoft is planning to detail the next generation of Windows at an event later this month. They're trying to kind of, in a
so
sense...
So bad now, they can't do much to make it worse.
Well, and...
It's awful.
Yeah, and Windows, you know, Windows 10 is it's going away as we know it. So, yeah, well,
something,
you know, they've been
confuses.
Trying to get people... Well, as we said when this story broke last month, you know, they've been trying to get people to stop using Windows Explorer for
Here
the
I
last
am.
5 years, but there are still some holdouts like
that. There I am.
So now they're going to have this big new event, and it's going to be on June 24th at 11 a.m. East, and you'll be able to tune in if you want to watch it. They're essentially trying to create the buzz that Apple has done so well with those events. When Steve Jobs started out, you know, in the black turtleneck, and the first time he held up an iPod, and the first time he held up an iPhone, and those are sort of iconic moments, and so Microsoft has completely missed out on all of that. So now they want to change that.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How much does the future success of Microsoft have to do with Bill Gates and his present image, connected to the divorce, connected to Epstein? Do you think that weighs on people as they make decisions?
Maybe. I don't know. That could be. However, Windows is definitely, and I know you hate when I say this, but Windows is a bit of a generational thing.
Oh, nice. So, it's like Facebook, huh?
So, I don't know. Do boomers care if what Bill Gates was up to? I don't know. Is it going to stop them from using it?
No.
Is it going to stop you from using it? Are you going to become a Mac person
no,
now?
No, because I don't.
Probably
it's
not.
It's too confusing to change everything. over.
Well, there you go. There's your answer. So I don't think it's going to affect their business much. And also, Windows has massive corporate deals. Like, if you go into most any office that isn't like an audio editing type of office, you're going to just see Microsoft Windows everywhere. So they're going to announce that what's going to replace Windows, what the new one will be. Under the code name Sun Valley. So they're going to have a new logo. Everything's going to look different.
Right.
We'll see if it works. We'll see.
Yep. All right. Up next, HBO Max is, speaking of cheaper, are they going to get cheaper? We'll find out right after this.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so, Victoria, what's up with HBO Max's new ad support plan?
Well, that's the fancy way of saying you have to sit through commercials, but you're going to save $5 a month. A lot of people are excited about this. We've been waiting for HBO Max to have a cheaper version, because it's $15 a month for regular HBO Max, which is the most expensive of all the streamers out there. It's done pretty well, though, in terms of subscribers, but a lot of people have been holding out for a cheaper version, and so here it is. It's $10 a month. Now you're back down in the realm of, you know, Netflix, and still more expensive than Disney Plus, but you're at least they're in the right ballpark now.
Yeah.
And
you're
so
in the money.
You'll get essentially, you'll get most of the same things that you get from the full price. You will not get 4K streaming, though. You're going to get bumped back down to 1080p, which is the same thing that Netflix does with their cheaper tiers, which still isn't bad. You won't be able to see anything offline. That's another bummer if you are like to download stuff and then travel with it. You won't be able to do that with the cheaper plan. And you will get all the HBO originals, though, and you will not have commercials in that, which is good. So you can watch Mayor of Easttown. You can watch a lot of the new Sex and the City stuff. You won't have ads for that, but you will have about four minutes per hour of ads is what HBO says on the new service.
All right, Kim Komando, who does a nationally syndicated program, it's about technology, has said that people, according to a survey that she did with her listeners, no longer trust the big tech companies. You think that's right? America's waking up, she says.
Yeah, I think that there's some merit to that, for sure.
Yeah. Right. I like her a lot. She's really good at what she does. Okay.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.